Welcome to Imprint, a podcast about creating a home and life you love. I'm Natalie Walton, an interior designer, stylist, and best-selling author focused on an holistic approach to homes. Each week, I'm sharing insights and interviews about the creative process to help you enhance both your interiors and well-being, as well as provide you with the tools and resources to make considered and sustainable choices with all that you create. It's one thing to have an idea for your home or business, and it's another thing to make it happen. When you first had an idea for your creative business, you were most likely excited about an idea, and you were really fueled by a desire that you could create something that was meaningful to you and others. And of course, if this could earn you an income, all the better. Because of course, how good would that be? To get paid to do what you love. Isn't that the ultimate goal? But there are often a bunch of challenges that come our way when we're creating a home, a project, or a business. And if you're struggling to grow, it's most likely because you don't have the right strategies. But more than that, it's also because you're not asking yourself the right questions and you're not thinking the right way about how you're approaching your project or business. That's what we're going to talk about today. What you need to think and do to get the results you want in your life. And just a quick reminder that if you ever wonder why your home or interior project doesn't look like the ones you see in your favorite book, magazine, or Instagram account, and if you want to know what's missing and what you really need to focus on, you have just a few days left to enroll in the Styling Masterclass, which is designed to be the only resource you'll need to create beautiful interiors that connect and create impact. So if you're ready to join, go to nataliewalton.com/the Styling Masterclass and beat the price rise, which will be coming next year. Okay, back to today's episode. I remember having the idea for Imprint House and I was so excited about its potential. I remember my husband and I, we were living in Sydney at the time in Darlington, and we were in our dining room, which was in a terrace, a Victorian terrace home. And on one side of the room, I had designed these floor to ceiling cupboards, which were basically filled with all of my magazines of all the homes that I'd styled, all of my portfolio. We had craft boxes in there as well for the children. And on the other side of the room were floor to ceiling bookcases, and in the middle was a fireplace. And that room really didn't get used as a dining room because we had a table in the kitchen. It really was my office in many ways. And it was where I would work and get creative. And I was really excited about the idea of what I had created for my blog, Daily Imprint. I had connected with so many inspiring creatives. And at that point, Instagram really was very much in its infancy. So people weren't promoting their products or services in that way. And I thought, wouldn't it be beautiful to create this platform that these people who have got their beautiful wares, we could have a shop and promote them through that? Because, you know, I was very good at getting publicity for projects. I was good at getting publicity for, you know, could do beautiful styling and get the beautiful images for the products. And, but really then wanted to focus on the products that when I would go to people's homes, these were the things that I often noticed were missing. And they were the essential ingredients that you really should have in your home. And that was the idea behind Imprint House. Now, we did all the things, you know, we got a website built, we had a logo created, we already had the Instagram feed, so that really helped that we weren't starting from scratch, and even back then. And, you know, even we did the photo shoot, and well, when I say we, I did it. I was actually, I was about 36 or 37 weeks pregnant. Anyway, I was heavily, heavily pregnant and doing this photo shoot to launch the business. And then what happened next? Well, I'm going to be really honest, and it really wasn't what I expected. You know, I felt like I had done all the things right. I'd got the logo, I'd got the website, we had the Instagram followers, we had a beautiful website, we had beautiful imagery. And let's just say that that first week was really disheartening and very disappointing. You know, I thought it was just going to take off like crazy. And now we're in a position 6 years later, and we have a team. We're about to open a showroom and concept store in Byron Bay. We're developing our own products, which I'm very excited about. And the business is light years away from where it was when we first launched just over 6 years ago. And I'm sharing this with you because what I thought I needed was actually not what I needed. And so today I'm going to share why you might not be growing in the way that you want to and what you can do about it. Because I've learned so much over the past 6 years of running Imprint House. And not only that, but I started out as a freelancer more than a decade ago. My son is now 14. So I probably went out, it was about, a decade ago that went sort of actual freelance. And I've learned so much on that journey. You know, I went from freelance, and then Chris and I, we created Wars and Walton, where we would then sell our features to magazines, and we got the agent in Italy who then was selling our features all around the world. And then, you know, it was during that time that I was sort of, afterwards I created the books and then did the courses, and I've had so many different iterations of my business, but they've all led to this one point and this one key idea, which is really about helping people to create a beautiful, authentic home and really, you know, creating this life that they really, really want. But as I said, the things that I thought I needed, it wasn't actually any of those things. Because of course, you know, you can go through all the different stages of growth. You know, you can go and get more followers on Instagram, and you can hire your first, you know, assistant, and you can grow your sales and your team. But, you know, there are other things that you really need to think about that are really going to make a huge difference if you're ready to grow. And these things can really, you know, apply just as much to your own home as to a creative business as well. I think that they're really powerful lessons, and I'm really looking forward to sharing them with you today. So as I said, there are a bunch of different shifts that I had to make in my thinking that have made all the difference. The first one was that you're most likely thinking too small. Now, as I said, I had grand ideas for Imprint House and for my business, and I definitely thought it was going to be much bigger than what it was, you know, at that very, very start. But I was actually focused on things that were too small and not that important within the grand scheme of things. And, you know, for instance, like this is a simple little example. When we then moved our business to, we had like a little space in Nuribar Merchants. For any of you who have ever visited Byron Bay, I'm sure you've been there. It's a beautiful building, and, you know, a beautiful collective of people, businesses, creative businesses. And we were selling things like wooden dish brushes. Now, they are things that I still use in my own home to this day. And I would kind of joke with our team as we were growing that, well, we've got to sell a lot of dish brushes to pay the rent. And I say that in a kind of flippant way, but it's also true, is that, you know, I wasn't thinking and focusing on the things that could really grow our business. And, you know, it's all very well to have beautiful images, or, you know, even, you know, a beautiful website or whatever it is, or, you know, a beautifully curated Instagram feed. But if you're not focused on the big picture and the things that are really going to help you to scale, then, you know, you're not going to get the growth that you want. So instead of trying to do all the things, then I would really encourage you to focus on one thing that you can do really well and really think about what can you be known for when it comes to either your interiors or, you know, your business. What is it that you can really be known for that is going to help you stand out and get that growth that you need? Because it's either going to have to be something, you know, like I said, with the dish brushes, like, well, are you going to just be known for dish brushes? Well, that's fine. But then you're going to have to sell a lot of dish brushes, you know, if that's the case. Otherwise, you know, you've got to think bigger picture. And you need to think bigger picture when you're creating your home. You need to think bigger picture when you're creating your business and the way that you approach running your business as well. You know, think big is so important. The second reason that you're probably not growing is that you're trying to do everything yourself. And this is something that I have really struggled with over the years, letting go of different responsibilities. But you're never, ever going to grow when you try and do everything yourself. And you have to really learn how to delegate, and how to grow a team. Now, within your own home, this might be that you have to learn to outsource certain things within your own home. You know, it might be the cleaning or whatever it is, you know, certain jobs. You have to really know how to do that. And of course, there are certain things that you can be very strategic about and quite clever about the way that you manage your time. And I have a training within the Styling Masterclass that I'm very excited about. I created a short while ago because this has made so much difference, not only in our business, but in our personal life. And it is the strategies that we use to really make our time count and be as efficient as we can. And it's a program called Make Your Time Count. And it is a really powerful way to make sure that you are doing the right things and that you're systematizing all of the things that you don't need to be doing. Because so many businesses are really inefficient in the way that they're run. And even if you're working on interior design projects, you know, if you're not running them efficiently, you're wasting a huge amount of time. So I'm really excited to share that training within the Styling Masterclass because it has really transformed our business. And, you know, some of these things we have only recently implemented within our business and we are seeing amazing results. So I'm very excited to share that with you. But you really need to think about, you know, what are the things that you need to focus on in your business? You know, systematize everything that you don't need to be doing or that, you know, no one really needs to be doing. You know, you can use technology in so many powerful ways, which is what we've been doing, but also getting people to do the things that, you know, are not the thing that you're great at. I mean, even though, you know, I definitely styling is the thing that I love. I'm good. I'm, you know, that's my sort of my strong point. And, but packing orders is not. I get really impatient when I'm packing orders or dealing with spreadsheets and suppliers and all of that. Like that is not my strength. And I've got people in the business who look after that because you've got to really focus on what is the thing that you're really good at and really to sort of outsource the other things and learn how to systematize the other elements so that you can run really efficiently. The third reason why you're not growing is that you're not focused on enough on your point of difference. And it's so easy to do what everyone else is doing. But there's this really fine line where it's good to learn from others and it's good to model, you know, other people, how they've achieved success. I've certainly done this in terms of, you know, I've learned so much over the years through various ways. I mean, even when I was working at the magazine and, you know, just seeing the way that Deb would manage the staff or, you know, run that kind of business or the other way that the other stylists would work. But you've really got to then also work out, well, but what's my point of difference? How am I going to do this differently? How does this fit in with my personality and the things that I feel right for me? And if you really want to stand out in a very noisy world and a very crowded marketplace, you really need to create from a point of difference. And this applies to your home too. If you want to create a home that, you know, feels good and looks good, then you really need to create a point of difference and focus on the thing that is true to you. Now, for me, I really take a very holistic approach to creating interiors. I'm not into trends. I'm not into buying, you know, the latest things for buying the latest things. I'm really into creating spaces that are beautiful, but they are meaningful. They really have that beautiful, you have that beautiful sense of connection with your spaces. And, you know, that's really important to me. And that's what I mean about when I talk about creating holistic interiors. Now, I say that because on the flip side of that, you know, I don't want to live like a monk and I don't want to live in, you know, sort of like an eco pod. You know, I'm not sort of interested in, even something as silly as, you know, I was talking to our builder on this project that they were creating for our HQ for Imprint House. And we were talking about composting toilets. And I said, you know, the thing is that so many of them are just so ugly. And I love the idea of composting toilets. You know, I think that there's so many benefits for the environment and certainly it's a huge saving if you can use a composting toilet, but they're so ugly. And, you know, I want things that are beautiful and functional and, you know, have a good impact on the environment. So I'm always trying to find, you know, that middle ground between those three things. And I infuse that into everything I create. I infuse it into the way that I style spaces. I infuse this idea into the way that I create interiors, into the business that I have, into the products that we source. Everything, you know, comes from the standpoint of I want it to be, you know, I want it to be beautiful, I want it to be functional, and I want it to be, you know, sustainable in some way. So they're the, you know, the things that I focus on, and that has helped me create my point of difference. And I want you to think about, what about you and what you create, whether that's in your home, whether it's in your business, what's important to you? And you really need to think about that and connect with that and infuse that into your spaces. Now, the fourth thing is that one of the reasons that why you're not growing within, you know, your business or other areas of your life is that you're not trying new things. And what I mean by this is not kind of, you know, it can go too much the other way where like you're always, you know, like you're chasing shiny objects. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you've always got to be iterating and looking at something and thinking, okay, that didn't work. What can we try? What can we tweak to make it better? You know, always trying to improve, but working from a place of you're iterating, you're not necessarily starting over. And that very much applies to when you're styling spaces, to growing a business. You know, you've got to try something. That's what I mean when I say you're not trying new things. You've got to try different ideas, but it's really powerful when you do that from a place of you're iterating. And what I mean by iterating is like you're just tweaking what you've tried before and you try that and you see if that works. And if it doesn't work, you go, okay, that didn't work. Okay, what can we try next? Well, how can we make an improvement on this thing next and, you know, see what happens then? But you've always got to be improving and aiming for improvement. So if your home is stagnating, if it's not what you want to be, you have to be consciously, you know, doing things to improve it because it will never improve. It will not improve by willing it to improve. You know, it will not improve by just, you know, buying new things. It will only improve when you really come at it from a conscious point and an intentional point where you're creating intentionally with your spaces and really being mindful about what you're doing and why you're doing it. Now, the fifth reason why you're not growing is that you're not around people who are growing. And this is probably one of the most powerful ways that you can grow. And one of the quickest ways to grow, if I'm being really honest, one of the best ways that I have got results within my own life is to be around the right kind of people. And what I mean by that is you need to be around people who are living the life that you want. You know, you've got to be really conscious of who you surround yourself with. And I recognized this actually very early on when I was living, you know, I was just out of school, high school, and I was around a group of people who, you know, we had lots of fun and, you know, everything was about socializing. But I knew within me, deep down, that I actually didn't just want to spend my whole life socializing, that I actually wanted to do something with my life. You know, I wanted to have, I actually hate the word career, because career sounds, it kind of sounds boring, and it sounds like you're kind of in this corporate world, and it wasn't that, but I knew I wanted something else for my life. I didn't want to just be living for the weekend. I wanted to do something that I felt really passionate and excited about. And I knew that even when I finished uni, and I was surrounded by a whole group of people who that wasn't what they wanted. They just wanted to live for the weekend. And I desperately was trying to find a way so that I could be more around people who wanted more from life. And that's just on a personal perspective. But of course, if you want to grow your business, you need to do that too. And I have done this in, you know, some of the people that I know within my local community, but also when I have joined programs and joined courses and engaged with people within those communities, that has been so powerful for my own growth. You know, it really opens up the possibilities for my life. And when you surround yourself with people who have a growth mindset, you really take that on too. You know, it's osmosis. Now, of course, you can do this through books. You can do this through podcasts and listening to podcasts. I do that all the time as well. But I really find that the best way to get growth within myself and within my business is when I take courses or do programs and engage in those online communities. And, you know, if you want to be around people who are on the journey to growing their skills and mindset in terms of what's possible for their life, then I really encourage you to join the Styling Masterclass, because there is an amazing community in there of people who are on this journey, and you don't have to do it alone. You know, if you don't have those people in your life, this is such a powerful way to really connect with other people and take your growth and your learning to the next level. Because, you know, it's one thing to consume content in terms of a podcast or read a book and, you know, absorb that information. But when you not only apply it, but you surround yourself with people who are also trying. I mean, that's actually one of my favorite things about the Styling Masterclass is, you know, these assignments that I give people. And when people do the work and they share the work in the Facebook group, it is so amazing to see, you know, it gives other people this encouragement, like, well, yeah, I've got to try. Other people are doing it. And, you know, I'm going to do it too. So it's such a powerful motivating factor. And you just can't discount that. So the enrollments are closing this week. And if you really want to be part of a community that is growing and it is, you know, has the same mindset as the mindset that you want to cultivate in yourself, in your life, then, you know, I really encourage you to join this amazing community of creatives from all around the world and such like-minded people as well. It's, you know, it's never been easier to connect with other people, and you just don't get this kind of connection on social media, especially these days. And like I said, you know, you can't get it on a podcast. The only way you can get it, excuse me, is, you know, when you join a course such as the Styling Masterclass and you access that community within there. And I have not seen one like the one that's inside the Styling Masterclass. It is really amazing. And, you know, it's there ready for you to connect and, you know, take this next level with your work and with your business. So if you are ready to grow yourself and your business and your mind and open yourself up to the possibilities of what you can do in your life, then now is the time to take the first and most important step, which is, you know, the doors are open to the Styling Masterclass and they're only open for a few more days. So I really encourage you to come and join this incredible course and this incredible community. And I cannot wait to see you in there. So come and join nataliewalton.com/the Styling Masterclass. I look forward to meeting you inside. All of the links and info for this episode are at nataliewalton.com/podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so that you can get a direct download of the latest episode. And I really appreciate when you take a minute to rate and review, as well as share the love with someone you know who might benefit from this episode or on social media. If you'd like to access a range of free resources, come visit my website, nataliewalton.com. Thank you to Jaeger Media for producing this podcast. And I would also like to acknowledge the people of the Bundjalung Nation where it was recorded and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. I look forward to connecting again soon. I'm Natalie Walton, and you've been listening to Imprint.